Our sermon today is based on a reading from Hosea chapter 6, verses 1, 2, and 3. Come, let us return to the Lord, for it is he who has torn, and he will heal us. He has struck down, and he will bind us up. After 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will raise us up, that we may live before him. Let us know, let us press on to know the Lord. His appearing is as sure as the dawn. He will come to us like the showers, like the spring rains that water the earth. Thank you, God, for all the seasons, each of them beautiful and bountiful in their own way. Now we're in the cycle of the seasons as we make our way around the Zia symbol. I suppose everyone has a favorite season, and I would have to say spring is my favorite. I get tired of winter from day one, so I am always anxiously awaiting the warming up that comes with spring. Spring is the time of year when the winter finally subsides and the flowers begin to bloom. Spring is a sigh of relief. Winter is over at last. I love to see the stark, barren earth gradually greening up and to know the days are getting longer and sunnier. It's always a thrill for me the day when I turn off the heat and open the windows and let the spring breeze blow into my house. Spring is like our reward for enduring winter. It's a healing time, just as the prophet Hosea indicates. Although circumstances seem lifeless and unsalvageable, Hosea shows there is redemption and healing and new life available to us. And that's what spring is. I've stressed over and over during this sermon series that the Zia symbol is reassuring, reminding us of the words from Ecclesiastes, to everything there is a season, and there is a time for every purpose under heaven. It all follows a soothing pattern. If we wait long enough, winter will end, it will, and spring will spring up, it will. This is a promise God made from the very beginning. After the flood, God created the rainbow as a reminder and said, as long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. As long as the world keeps revolving, we will have the seasons. Springtime is often associated with hope and rebirth. It's almost a miracle the way the cold earth suddenly comes alive again. Leaves pop out on trees, flowers poke up out of the soil and say, ta-da, here I am. Snow melts and rivers run, ice melts and the ground gets warm. We can feel ourselves unfolding, unwinding, and we find ourselves venturing outside once again, coming back to life just as the plants and the birds do in the embrace of the sun. Caught up in the rapture of spring, it's hard to imagine winter ever coming again. Basking in the beauty of this season, it's hard to imagine anything but clear blue skies and bright warm days. Of course, in the back of our minds, we know spring won't last forever, at least not right now it won't, but there's no reason to skip out on the present and try to envision the future. It's another lesson the Zia Pueblo people would have us learn. We need to live in the moment, in the here and now, and not try to catapult ourselves into the unknown future. Today is all we have, so we need to enjoy it to its fullest. Someone said today is a gift, and that's why it's called the present. And the Sanskrit, an ancient volume of wisdom, says, for yesterday is but a dream, and tomorrow only a vision. But today, well lived, makes every yesterday a vision, a dream of happiness, and every tomorrow a vision of hope. Why rush through spring? Soak up the sun, frolic with the flowers, sing with the spring. Enjoy it with all your might, and deal with its end when it ends. Live in the hope of spring. Hosea harkens back to hope when he says, the Lord will come to us like the showers, like the spring rains that water the earth. People in Israel depended on the spring rains, trusting that they would come in due season at the right time. Israel usually had 2 rains in a year, one in autumn, which came quickly after the seed was sown, and the other in the spring when the crops were ripe and harvest time was near. Israel farmers and planters waited for the spring rains so they could get ready for the fall harvest. What would they do if the rains didn't come? What would happen if there was a drought or some disaster that delayed the rains? Then they knew they would be subject to a sparse harvest or worse, famine. So the people trusted in God to send the spring rains at the right time. They knew God knew what they needed and when they needed it, and so they had faith God would bless them with the needed rain. These verses are also a lament of repentance. Having endured a bleak, wintry time when God seemed to abandon them, the people of Israel decided to mend their ways and return to God. They were torn and wounded, but they believed God would heal them and bind up their wounds, both physical and spiritual. They had trust in God's ability to revive them, just as God revived the earth with the spring rain. Most likely when you heard the words, "On the third day he will revive us," you immediately thought of Jesus rising out of the tomb on the third day, a newly revived flower that would never die again. Hosea may have had an idea of a Messiah coming to Israel one day, but how interesting it is to note he spoke of a revival, a renewal, a resurrection after 3 days. It really is not surprising to realize we celebrate Easter in the springtime of the year. It is absolutely appropriate that we remember the resurrection of Jesus Christ in the season of hope and renewal. Planted like a seed in his dark tomb, Jesus burst back to life, just like a seed sown in anticipation of a bountiful harvest. Jesus' resurrection created a miraculous, marvelous spring. Now, for sure, in this current age, we have not reached the stage of never-ending springtime, but we rely on its happening in the near future, just as the farmers in Israel relied on the rains to fall at the right time to create a future bountiful crop. God has promised that will happen, but only at the right time. Like the spring rains that brought healing and new life to the winter-weary earth, God's spring revival will dawn on us just at the right time. Just when we've reached, when we're feeling parched beyond belief, beyond repair, we may even think. Or just when we can't stand one more day of cold and darkness, just when we bow our heads in despair that things will never get better or warmer or brighter, that's when the rain of God's love will shower down on us and bring us back to colorful life. We will become God's very own spring bouquet. The welcome raindrops will revive our souls and our spirits and teach us to hope again. After the bleakness of winter, the sun of righteousness will rise again to heal our every wound and give us hope once more. Jesus will be the spring rain that comes just when we need it most. Jesus is the spring rain we need to live again and to live forever. Let us pray. Dear God, we await the rain and the reign of Jesus Christ in our world. May his love and light cause us to spring up anew and grow ever more devoted to you. We look forward to the revival of life in the coming eternal spring. Thank you for sending us hope and healing in Jesus' name. Amen.